Good day, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Law of Attraction, New Manifestation. For this episode, we are going to be talking about that now famous 17-second rule coming from Abraham Hicks on manifestation. Is that real? Does that work? Manifesting in 17 seconds? Let's talk about it. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode. All right, everyone. So before we get into this, let me give you your two daily reminders slash announcements. Very important if you're new to the podcast. Number one, be sure to go on to YouTube and search for the Dreams Warp YouTube channel. That's my YouTube channel. You'll see me on there talking about law of attraction, reality, transurfing, Zen Buddhism, Taoism, and modern psychology, all coming together in an effort to help you reach your goals, achieve your dreams, and just live an overall happier day-to-day life. Great content on there. Make sure you check it out. Again, it's on YouTube and it's called Dreams Warp, two separate words, and subscribe while you're there. Announcement or reminder number two is if you enjoy this podcast, you find it adds a little value to your day, lifts your mood, raises your spirit, gives you new things to think about, you can become a supporter or sponsor of the podcast. Just look for the link in the description. You'll see it there. Regardless of the platform you're listening to it on, you go to that link, sign up to contribute as little as $1 a month, cancel anytime. And again, it's just a nice way to show appreciation, gratitude for the podcast. It is just a suggestion, never a requirement. And I really want to express my thanks to those of you who have already signed up to become a supporter. Very, very appreciative of that. Guys, real quick on a side note here, if you listen to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, I'd really appreciate it if you could leave some feedback, a rating, hopefully 5 stars, and maybe a word or two about what you like about the podcast. That would really be great for supporting the podcast as well. Again, if you're on Apple Podcasts, I'd really appreciate that. All right, guys. So without any further ado, let's get into this. The 17-second rule. Abraham Hicks talked about this. I actually attended an Abraham Hicks workshop not too long ago, maybe a month ago now, something like that. And it was here in, well, we're around where I live in Miami, Florida. She was down here, Esther Hicks, and I attended, and this topic came up of the 17-second rule. And I kind of got to hear about it, you know, straight from the horse's mouth, so to speak. And the idea basically is this, and this is where things can get kind of confusing for maybe individuals who are newer to law of attraction. And I think the confusion serves as an excellent springboard to talk about something that I have talked about before, that I think is just so important if you really want to take your law of attraction practice to the next level. This is just really important stuff to cover and to talk about. So there's a difference when people approach law of attraction to manifest, okay? And remember, guys, let me just say this again. I know it maybe sounds like a broken record for some of you, but it's, again, very important, is that law of attraction is working all the time, okay? There's never a time where law of attraction is not working. You are either using law of attraction consciously or you are using it unconsciously. And law of attraction, again, is just a term, the way I see it, okay, the way that I use it, it's just a term that is talking about how you are creating your own life experience through the ways you think, through the ways that you feel, through the ways that you behave. We are basically saying that I am taking a more responsible approach to the way my life is unfolding for me. I want to become more conscious of my thoughts, more conscious of how I feel, more conscious of my behaviors, more conscious of my vibration, because I understand that the universe appears to me, my life appears to me the way it does because of the way that I think, the way that I behave, the way that I feel, and the way that I, at the vibration that I am set to, okay? So that, just put that out there. That's very, very important, okay? And as you go deeper into law of attraction practice, you start to realize how true this is, okay? And how at any given moment, even right now, right this moment, okay, you listening to this, you are creating this present moment in the way that you are reacting to the words that you are hearing, the judgments you are making about the words you are hearing, the way that you are feeling in response to those judgments and those thoughts. And what you're doing behavior-wise as soon as you're done listening to this, or maybe even while you're listening to this, you are creating this present moment. And amazingly, we as human beings, a unique gift that we have is our ability to increase our level of consciousness to a point where we can actually develop enough awareness to go into our own habitual ways of thinking, feeling, and behaving and make changes. That is true manifesting. That is true law of attraction practice, is becoming conscious enough to change our own vibration, understanding and having 100% complete belief and faith that by changing our own vibration, changing our own thinking, our own feelings, our own behaviors, we are in turn going to create a new life for ourselves. That is not magic. That is not hocus pocus. That is just kind of common sense, okay? The way that I see it, all right? So coming back to where we started with the 17-second rule thing, where you get some confusion come up is maybe some people are new to law of attraction and they don't really yet make the connection that true manifesting is about manifesting change, like I was just describing, change in the self, change in thinking, change in feeling, change in behaviors, change in vibration. That is true manifesting. And maybe they heard from someone, let's say, or maybe they watched a YouTube video that talked about, hey, manifest $1 million, or manifest a relationship, or manifest a text from someone. And there's nothing, I don't want to sound judgmental. I'm not saying that these things are wrong, okay, to focus on using your law of attraction practice. But what I'm saying is that to manifest any of those things, any of them, okay, you first have to change yourself. You have to change your thinking, your vibration, your perception, okay? That is how you manifest those new things in your environment. But here's the thing that happens, and I've talked about this so many times before, is that many people are putting the carriage before the horse. They think, okay, well, I want to feel financially abundant. One example, I want to feel financially confident. I want to feel financially free. So I'm going to focus my law of attraction techniques on manifesting $1 million. Okay, let's talk about carriage before the horse. You're manifesting $1 million to feel more financially secure, more financially free, more financially successful, right? And the part that gets missing, or that gets very confusing, is that if you watch some of these videos, they'll tell you, well, you have to feel as if you already have that thing you're trying to manifest. So to follow the logic is that we are, in a sense, faking feeling something in order to trick the universe into giving us the thing, in order to genuinely feel the feelings of getting that thing. It just sounds like a total mess to me, okay? So the idea, in my opinion, true law of attraction practice is not faking those feelings in order to trick the universe. It is genuinely working to truly change the way you think and the way you feel in the here and the now, okay? And trusting that the universe will reflect those changes back to you through the physical universe. Because again, the physical universe is only a mirror of our own thoughts, our own feelings, our own behaviors, our own vibration. So when you talk about the 17-second rule, and how you can manifest in 17 seconds, what they're saying is that if you want to manifest $1 million, it's not that you can poof in 17 seconds have a pile of $1 million in front of you. That's not what they're talking about. What they are talking about is holding a type of thinking and feeling state for 17 seconds, okay, is according to Abraham Hicks, it's the amount of time that you truly is all the amount of time you truly need to manifest some change, some good change in your vibration. And of course that's true. Of course that's possible. There are times sometimes where I feel like I even manifest faster than that. When I come up with a new affirmation that just makes me feel amazing when I think it, when I say it out loud, when I write it using my 55x5 method, for example, When I have that kind of experience, the change in how I feel is instantaneous. It's really instantaneous. And that is the true art of manifesting. Now, what we need to maybe work a little more on is that, let's say, for example, I think of a really good affirmation, and yes, I hold it for 17 seconds, or let's say I say it out loud, and I hold those feelings of feeling really good for 17 seconds, you've initiated a good process. You've gotten the ball rolling, let's say. But what happens is that, again, it has to do with possibly those beliefs of, oh, it's not here yet, meaning the object. Again, let's go with the $1 million, just for sake of argument, because it's easy to talk about. The $1 million is not here yet. Where's the $1 million? I don't see the $1 million. Why is the million? And of course, when you're thinking those thoughts, what happens? Your vibration drops back down, right? You're like, oh, it's not working. Why isn't this working? The $1 million isn't here yet. 17 seconds is all a bunch of BS. And so again, we have that confusion that arises between using law of attraction techniques to manifest objects outside of you versus using law of attraction techniques to manifest changes to your vibration. That should be the goal. If you really want to take your law of attraction practice very, very seriously, go deeper to the next level, we have to begin to loosen our grip on objects outside of yourself. Because really, in a sense, what you're saying, as I've talked about before, is that you are saying to the universe, I need this object in order to prove that I can feel these feelings. All right? And when you're doing it that way, you are kind of trying to strong arm the universe. Or you are saying, yes, I can feel joyful, I can feel happy, I can feel successful, but only if I get these $1 million. And then again, instead, if you were to instead focus on feeling more successful, feeling more financially abundant, feeling more financially free now in this moment, using what you have, using affirmations, using visualization, using all these techniques, then you don't focus on the $1 million. What you're doing is you are telling the universe, I feel this way now. I am changing the way that I feel now. I am changing my vibration now. And I know, I have a deep, unshakable faith that by changing my vibration now, you, the universe, is going to reflect that change back to me in an infinite number of ways. It doesn't have to be $1 million. But when you focus solely on the $1 million, you're saying, okay, I need this specific outcome in order to feel these feelings. And that is just, and some people, let me tell you, amazingly, that the universe is so like benevolent. Sometimes it actually works, right? Some people actually get that. And that's amazing. That's wonderful. I'm just saying, you also have a lot of people where it doesn't work. And then you get these group of people out there saying, oh, see, law of attraction isn't real. It's just all chance. It doesn't really work. And it's because people are doing these different approaches and getting different results. So if you're newer to law of attraction, or maybe even if you've been practicing for a while, remember to focus on your vibration, focus on your feelings, focus on your thoughts, focus on using your techniques to change in the here and in the now, and hold that change. Hold that change for 17 seconds. Hold that change for longer than 17 seconds, and you will start to see changes in the universe. All right, guys? So 17 second rule, absolutely true. I think it could be even faster than that. It's just a matter of where you are placing your focus for your practice. Guys, I hope you found this information helpful. Again, be sure to go onto YouTube, check out the Dreams Warp channel, two separate words, subscribe for me. Again, please, if you could, if you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, leave me a review there. That really helps out the podcast. I want to thank you so much for listening, guys. And I will talk to you in the next episode.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.